Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR, bringing you the best in talk radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
Hello and Happy New Year to everyone from Atlanta. We are here live to kick off the start of a brand new season and celebrate the start of a new year. Before I go any further, though, I would definitely be remiss if I didn't take a moment to recognize the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. by saying how grateful we all are for the sacrifices that were made, not only by Dr. King, but also that were made by all of the many great men and women of the Civil Rights Movement. We thank you for your sacrifices, and we celebrate you. And so with that said, it is a pleasure to be back on air with you after enjoying some much-needed time off to enjoy family and the blessings of the holiday season. Now, you know that the start of every new year is generally a time of reflection for most of us. So that leads me to ask, what are you most proud of that you accomplished in 2016? But better yet, what are you looking forward to accomplishing in the new year? I'm Allie, the host of There Is Life After Layoff, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I continue to follow this path in my journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. There Is Life After Layoff is a vision from God in my very transparent journey of facing truths without placing blame as I continue to grow professionally and spiritually while walking in my life's purpose. Now, together with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests, who helped to guide the conversation, our goal is to then encourage and empower you to push past the fear in your life as you explore new and inspiring opportunities to discover your life's purpose. The goal is that together we will support one another through this journey. So that is why I invite you to join in on the conversation with us on Tuesday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m., through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. Just a little FYI, with the success of our Up to Me brand, the decision has been made to change the name of this radio station from Atlanta Life Radio to Up to Me Radio. Now, the name change will officially take effect on February 1st, 2017. So with that said, thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Now, of course, you know this platform works because of you, our faithful listeners. You help to drive the show, and that is why we always want to hear from you. So if you want to be a part of tonight's conversation, I invite you to call in at 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press 1. But please remember that you only have to press the number 1 if you want to be added into the on-air host queue to make a comment or to ask a question. And we will begin taking those calls right after our break at around 7:30. And we do look forward to hearing from you. So now, with all of that out of the way, we're ready to get started, and I'm super-duper excited to have my sister, my friend, my prayer partner, Ms. Shaw Marshall, founder of Changing Faces Makeup Artistry, joining me this evening as my special guest co-host as we reflect back on 2016 and look forward to accomplishing all that God has purposed for our lives in 2017. So welcome, sis, and thank you for joining me this evening.
Oh, thank you, and Happy New Year to you again, and Happy New Year to Atlanta Life Radio and the family there, and congratulations on the new name of the radio show, Up
yes.
to Me Radio Show. That's going to be awesome.
Well, no, it's going to be Up to Me Radio, but it's still There Is Life After Layoff, but it's just the station is going to now be
got you.
Yeah,
got
Up to Me Radio, yeah. So,
well,
yeah,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. You know,
I'm excited about being on here today. I really am.
I know. You and me both. I think we talked about this, and, you know, so, you know, I'm always excited when I can share with you because you and I have such awesome conversations anyway.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I'm definitely a fan of yours. definitely a fan.
Yes. You know, you have become such a big supporter and a dear friend of the show, and, you know, I do definitely want to thank you for that. But I want you to kind of share briefly a little bit about who you are for somebody who may just be tuning in for the first time this evening. So tell us a little bit about Char Marshall and a little bit about Changing Faces Makeup Artistry.
Okay. Well, hello out there, radio listeners. My name is Char Marshall. I'm the CEO and founder of Changing Faces Makeup Artistry. And our mission and vision for Changing Faces Makeup Artistry is to encourage and empower and uplift and inspire women to be more beautiful. And we want to just work on enhancing the beauty and the greatness that is already in you. I am a freelance makeup artist. And I love when I get with my clients and we can talk and engage in conversations. And, you know, you get a chance to really feel a person out. And when you are encouraging someone and telling someone that they're beautiful, it
right.
just makes their attitude different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
at Changing Faces Makeup Artistry, our logo is it's more than makeup for your face, it's life makeup. So that's where all of that empowerment and that education and that energy comes from.
Right.
And we infused the word beauty and attitude together, and we came up with a new terminology called beautitude. Because being beautiful is more than a look. It's an attitude.
Yes.
And anyone that I come in contact with, you know, they're always vibing off of me or I'm vibing off of them, and
mm-hmm.
they want to know, you know, how do you get this way? And I tell them all the time, it's the attitude, honey. You got to have the attitude.
Right.
And I encourage every woman to look in the mirror and know how fierce she is and how beautiful
yes.
she is, and to keep her head up and to keep striving for wonderful things. And
absolutely.
You know, we have a lot of goals that we're setting for ourselves for the upcoming year. 2016 was a great year, and I made it, you know, Changing Faces Makeup Artistry is 1 year old. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And some of the goals, right quick, that I'm going to tell you that we're
mm-hmm.
That we've been working on, we want to become a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
There's, we're going to name that Purple Diamonds, and I'm naming it Purple Diamonds because it to me it means regal strength.
Mm.
And
awesome.
We want to have more of a presence in the community. We want to
yes.
really get engaged with working with women who have been impacted by life's negative circumstances like
mm-hmm.
domestic
mm-hmm.
violence. We want to work with cancer patients and burn victims,
right.
and I especially want to touch on the basis of alopecia,
mm-hmm.
which is a hair condition that has led me to live a life of baldness. But I'm
mm-hmm.
beautiful, and I'm bold, and
you are.
You know, and I'm bald, but you know, we just got a lot of things going on. I'm
awesome.
Currently working on a big event that I have coming up later on in the year that you're going to be sitting in on on the execution team of this, and I'm really excited
yes.
about that, and we're going to focus on domestic violence.
Yes.
And there are other things other things that I want to touch on. I've been doing background acting. You know, I'm wanting to get into the movie industry and the
yes,
makeup
diva.
Industry. Yeah, so, you know, I got this book coming out myself. I'm going to be a first-time published author. So I'm really excited, and I'm
God's
so excited
been busy.
that you're on Team Char also, and I'm
yes,
on
ma'am.
Team Ali.
Yes,
but that's
ma'am.
What's going on with us. We got a lot of stuff going on, but I don't want to focus so much on me.
Ah.
I really, really don't want to focus so much on me. I mean, speaking of all of accomplishments, you know, I understand that congratulations are in order for you.
Yes. Yes.
You have successfully published your first book. I mean, I'm so excited over here. I can hardly keep still. I mean, how do you feel? I mean, just share with us the title and a little bit about the book. I'm so excited for you.
Oh, geez, girl. You know, don't get me crying right now, but thank you so much. You know, all honor and glory, of course, go to God.
Absolutely.
You know, yes, you are absolutely correct. I just completed the journey of self-publishing my first book, which is appropriately titled There is Life After Layoff, Rediscovery and Empowerment Journal. And if I had to describe it, I would describe it as a practical guide and useful resource that is full of hope, okay? Mm-hmm. In it, I recollect and share personal life experiences, thought-provoking questions, and a few helpful tools in the hopes that it will empower and then inspire others on their way to discovering all that God has purposed for their life. And it's funny because, matter of fact, just a few minutes before going on air, the UPS guy actually delivered the boxes of the first printing of my book.
Oh, wow. How awesome. Wow, and you got Christmas in January, too?
I know. But you know what? It was too close to showtime. I didn't get a chance to open them yet. And dying to open them. So I'm sitting here looking at the boxes.
That is so awesome.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
what
so as soon
amazing,
as we go off air,
story.
I will be jumping up and running over to get them.
Well, that is awesome, and I'm sure our listeners out there are excited for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, we may have some listeners that have been out there who are tuning in for the very first time. So kind of explain a little bit more about what There Is Life After Layoff means to you both professionally and personally.
That's a very interesting question. Professionally, There Is Life After Layoff is a statement to me that speaks to the heart of that person who may be stuck in a job where they are unfulfilled, okay, a job where they may be making a living but not making a life because they feel stuck
good.
Or unhappy. Or as one of my past guests, I had career coach LaShawna Williams on, she said, you're wishing for Friday. This is that person that's wishing for Friday at 8 a.m. on Monday morning, okay?
Oh, my God.
You're living for the weekend.
I'm guilty. I'm raising my hand up. You can't see me, but virtually imagine me raising my hand up.
Yes, and so There Is Life After Layoff tells you that regardless of whether you are forced or you decide to lay yourself off, that you can live a fulfilled life and a purposeful life outside of your job.
Mm-hmm.
Your job does not define who you are, okay?
Absolutely.
So that's what it means to me professionally. But personally, There Is Life After Layoff. It has breathed new life into me and into all areas of my life. And it has revealed to me the gifts that God has blessed me with and has shown me that I have something of value to say. Okay, I look at it as the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Because it was during this time in my life when I realized that I have grown the most as a person, but most importantly, I have grown the most in my relationship with God.
That is so awesome. I mean, you know, your spirit just resonates so much to me. And I'm just so impressed with you and your demeanor and your professionalism and how you handle things. And I just love that about you. And I can't even tell you enough how proud I am of you.
Thank you, sir.
Now, you're welcome. Now, what would you say has been, you know, I know being a new author and everything and, you know, having everything that's been going on with you, what would you say is the most challenging part of the whole book writing journey? I mean, how were you able to push past some obstacles?
Oh, my goodness. You and I have had many a conversation because you've been one of my biggest supporters and, you know, you're my prayer partner. And so when I was going through things, we would reach out to one another and support one another. And I think that in many of those conversations I may have mentioned to you that I have a whole newfound respect for anyone who authors a book. Okay.
Oh, my God, I'm sure.
And especially for indie authors, those people who self-publish. Oh, my goodness. This has been one of the most challenging but yet rewarding journeys that I've ever been on. It's been a roller coaster ride. And I think that the biggest challenge that I faced was in simply how do I get started? And I think a lot of new authors struggle with that. And you know, after God spoke the vision for the book into me, I was really excited. I was all fired up and, you know, was telling people, yeah, I'm going to write a book and da-da-da. But then reality crept in, okay, and I realized that I had to put up or shut up. And then I realized that I had no earthly clue how I was going to achieve what I felt at that time after reality set in as being an insurmountable goal that I had set for myself,
wow.
Okay? And, you know, it's funny because I had set up this notebook. I had this template that I was going to use and da-da-da-da. Oh, my goodness. I think I walked around with that notebook in my bag that I would carry for about 6 months or more, and I didn't do a thing with it.
Girl.
I just had this notebook with all this paper in it and this template, and I didn't write a thing because I didn't know how to start.
Wow.
I was stuck. I don't have no other way of describing it but to say that I was stuck. And it, you know, of course, during this time, then I started hearing all those negative voices in my ear telling me that I couldn't
do it. That old
enemy,
huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That enemy was busy. And telling me that I couldn't do it and that nobody wanted to read a book that I wrote, et cetera, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right about that time, and I don't think this was an accident, that I had a conversation with another dear friend of mine and a mentor, Mara Gale, who's also been a past guest on the show and is a friend of the show. She inspired me
to know Mara.
She's awesome. She inspired me to read a book by Stephen Pressfield called The War of Art. And, you know, in this book, he describes all of this negative talk and distraction as he calls it resistance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this resistance is, he describes it as the enemy that lives within all of us. And it tries to keep us from accomplishing what we were put on this earth to do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about an aha moment. All right. After I read that, I was like, okay, he hit the nail on the head. So I you know, digested this book. I think I read it in about 2 days. And after I read it, I had a whole newfound determination, and I hit the ground running. I wasn't stuck anymore because it really just put in a nutshell what was stopping me from starting. And, you know, I want to point out that, you know, like I said, I don't believe that that was an accident. God knew what I needed to get me unstuck, so he had me talk with Mara that day. He knew
Mara,
that she had the answer for me, you know. So that, to me, is a whole nother lesson, another whole nother point. It's very important that you surround yourself with people that inspire and encourage you during, you know, when
absolutely.
You're trying to accomplish goals. That's a whole nother lesson
absolutely.
That I learned
absolutely.
Because I believe that if I didn't have those kind of people around me, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Oh, my gosh. And, I mean, everything that you just said was just so on point. And Mara is a phenomenal woman. I've met her only one time, and I just felt her energy and her spirit. And she has a powerful testimony, and she's just full of life. And that is a great thing that, you know, God led you to her to, you know, get you started. Now, and I also want to thank you for sharing that great resource with me, the book.
Yeah. Isn't it phenomenal?
You know, oh, yeah, that book was just, I think I read that book in about 2 days myself, and I was just jotting down notes because it really, really helped me to recognize and push the resistance that, you know, I'm facing as I write my first book. You know, I tell you all the time that my two friends, procrastination and inconsistency, they just be on me, girl. They be knocking on my door early.
Tell them to go home.
What do y'all want? I go, what do y'all want? Because what this book said to me is the same thing that, you know, the Bible says, you know, the enemy is out to seek, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants to get you sidetracked and distracted and lazy. And being in a business of beauty and makeup and trying to enhance and empower other women, you know, I cannot be sitting down and being lazy about this. And in something in the book, it says, when inspiration touches talent, she gives birth to truth and beauty. Isn't that awesome? That was just like right on time for me as far as changing faces, makeup artistry is concerned. And Mara came in just right on time for you, you know, to push you forward. And I am just so grateful to God about that. Now, I got this question that I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
So who would you say is your target primary market, or, you know, who do you feel will benefit the most from reading your story, There Is Life After Layoff?
Okay, of course, because of the title, my obvious target market will be people who have had the unfortunate experience of being laid off and mm-hmm. who may be struggling with how to recover from this devastating, life-altering experience, you know, because, mm-hmm. Most people would have to describe it as something that is life-altering. Mm-hmm. But then not only is it written for that person, it is also written for anybody who may be stuck in what I would describe as a dead-end job, mm-hmm. or for someone who may be feeling unfulfilled where they are in life, you know, feeling stagnant, like they haven't accomplished anything. And so they're, like I said earlier, making a living but not making a life and not enjoying it. Mm-hmm. It was written to let these people know first and foremost that they are not alone. Because I have to mm-hmm. say that, you know, I've been laid off twice in my professional career, and the very first time, I think I've said this before on the show, that I did everything wrong because I felt like I was alone. I felt mm-hmm. like I couldn't talk to anybody. It's almost like I wore it as a badge of shame, you know. Yeah. And I couldn't share. I just thought I was the only one. And so I want people to know you're not alone. We're all in this together, and we can get through it together. Mm-hmm. And next, it was written to inspire and empower others on how to recognize and use their God-ordained gifts to discover and walk in their life's purposes. Before I got laid off, I didn't recognize those gifts.
Mm-hmm.
It took a devastating, life-altering event to bring it to my attention.
Mm.
And I think we do that a lot. We don't know how to get out of our own way, or we don't know how to.
Oh my gosh!
You know, we can't. And I think there was a post on one of the Facebook groups that we're both in, Dionne Parker, about mm-hmm. how we can't take compliments.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think that we need to pay attention to those compliments and receive them, because oftentimes people are trying to. God will work through those people to show us what our gifts are.
Yes, because God is gifting
yes.
us with the compliments,
yes.
which are the gifts.
Yes, because
you know?
Most people
yeah.
see in us more something that we don't see in ourselves. Others can see it, but we can't, or we don't want to receive it. You know, that's how
mm-hmm.
we're wired. I've learned to just receive it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we can become very fearful of
mm-hmm.
our greatness.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to learn how to really trust God.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we can talk a good game, but when it's time to put that game into play, you know, sometimes we'll get scared and we'll shy away, not knowing what our gifts are and not knowing how great we really are.
Mm-hmm.
So I can definitely relate to your story because I was laid off as well, which is what led me into pursuing my own business, and it just so happens that we connected like right at that time. And I'm
exactly.
like, your book?
God, I think that
yeah.
was God, because you and I have known each other for years, but we hadn't
yeah.
spoken. And I saw you on Facebook, and I just had this. It came in my spirit that I needed to connect with you. I didn't know you were getting ready to get laid off.
Yeah, me either. But God knew. God was
God
laying
knew.
Me off to set me up. To
yes.
get ready to walk into this purpose that I'm in
yes.
right now, and I can't.
That
be,
wasn't an accident.
I tell you, I'm happy. Oh no, and
that
I am
wasn't
just
an
so
accident.
Very happy of what he's allowed us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now it just sounds like to me, it sounds as though anyone who is in pursuit of their life's purpose could benefit from this powerful resource. Now, what is the most important message that you hope your readers will walk away with after reading There Is Life After Layoff, Rediscovery and Empowerment Journal?
Char, I'd have to say that the most important message that I want people to get from reading my book is that their job, and I've said this before, your job does not define who you are. That is so important. So if you don't get anything else, take that with you. You know, because for so long I allowed my job to define me as a person. And all that did was leave me unappreciated, unfulfilled, unengaged, and then finally unemployed with no prospects.
Unemployed. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, I want them to realize that their job is simply what they do and not who they are. I also want them to know that God has an awesome plan for all of our lives. And, you know, we've mentioned this, and I know I've mentioned this. People probably are getting sick of me quoting this scripture, but Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that his plan is to prosper us and not to harm us.
To harm us, yes.
And it is a plan to give us a hope and a future.
Yes.
We just have to want to trust him and take him at his word. And you know what? He wants us to trust him and take him at his word. But we just don't for some reason.
Fear. It's that resistance. It's that resistance of, it's the not knowing, you know, what's going to happen if I take this chance. And, you know, the worst thing in the world that could happen is you're on a job, you feel unappreciated and unfulfilled and unengaged. Then you lose your job, and then you go home, and then you're feeling unappreciated and unfulfilled and unengaged because you're depressed and you don't know what to do. And that's the time where, you know, you really got to get into your prayer closet and you really, really got to ask God, you know, what is it that I'm supposed to do? What is the purpose of me being where I am right now, in the now? And, and how am I going to move forward? You know, and, you know, every day we wake up. We should wake up with an attitude of gratitude. We should wake up being grateful. You know, people get this misconception that you need money to be happy. I know a lot of people with a lot of money that are very unhappy.
That's right.
You know, it's all about bringing peace into your life, into your mindset. And once you, when God gives you peace, I heard Bishop Dale Bronner say this, when God gives you peace, there is nothing that no one or nothing that can happen that can break you from that trust in God, knowing that he has you.
That's
so
right.
you're gonna climb up that hill, but you're going to climb up that hill. You're going to hit some boulders. You're going to hit your knees and scratch your knees all up. You're going to do a whole lot of things that's going to distract you and discourage you. And that's, you know, you have to keep in your mind that that's just a trick of the enemy. I got to write this next page in this book. You know,
that's
I got to make this next appointment, or I got to go look at this building that God is going to put me in, to have Changing Faces Makeup Artistry in a brick-and-mortar location, or I got to be talking to these producers and directors because I'm going to be behind the scene doing makeup, or I'm going to be out there on the stage with you. You know, we're going to be promoting this book, and, you know, there are going to be so many people that are going to have life-changing experiences from knowing that there is life after layoff. Absolutely.
Ma'am.
I'm so excited for you.
You.
I can't even tell you. This is a powerful piece of material that you have here. I don't know how, I don't know if you really, really thought about it, but what you have and what God has gifted you to write can change the masses of people out here that are struggling in their jobs and are struggling on what they need to do. And the word that I've been buzzing around, that have been buzzing around for the last couple of years is entrepreneur. You know, people are really, really getting into that mindset of becoming entrepreneurs. You know, we can do this. We can definitely do this.
We can definitely do this, Wow, this is awesome. You know what, at this time, why don't we go ahead and we're going to wind down and pause and take a short station break. And then when we return, we'll continue with this great conversation. And if we have callers, we'll take callers. If not, we'll continue you know, conversating until the end of the show. I'm Allie, your host, and I'm joined by my special guest co-host, Shar Marshall, the founder of Changing Faces Makeup Artistry. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, so please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your test,
Faith. This is Executive Producer Mel D, and thank you for tuning in. We want to thank today's sponsor, Up to Me Magazine, a new, uplifting, and inspiring magazine with stories of purposeful living, such as Meet the Minimalists, the story and journey of Ryan Nicodemus and Joshua Milburn Fields, Less Stuff, More Meaningful Life. An up-close and personal conversation with Will Haygood, author and associate producer of the acclaimed film The Butler by Lee Daniels. And there's so much more. So get your subscription today at up2memagazine.com. And what's your story? Now we return back to our program.
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, welcome. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. I'm your host, Allie, and we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you want to be a part of tonight's conversation, it's not too late. You can reach us by calling 347-324-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. So tonight I am joined by my very special guest co-host and dear friend, Ms. Char Marshall, who has kind of turned the tables on me this evening. She has been interviewing me. I saw what you did. You flipped the script.
I learned from the best, honey.
But I'm so grateful for the opportunity to share what God has done in my life and continues to do as I follow the purpose and plan that he has for my life. So I'm grateful for you and your encouragement. So you know what? It's all good.
Well, I understand, Allie. I can't tell you enough how proud I am of you. And, you know, just want to take the time to spotlight your accomplishments. And because you've done a lot, and you have a lot to be proud of, and you have blessed so many people, me being one for sure, with your story and with this format, you know, it's time for us to show you some love. I'm curious to know, you know, if you've spoken or shared the news about your book and, you know, what are you doing with There Is Life After Layoff movement with any of your former colleagues or management? If so, you know, what has been their response to it?
That's very interesting. I'm still in touch with a lot of my former colleagues. You know, they either follow me on Facebook or so they kind of know what I'm doing. A lot of them got laid off after I did, so I don't
know.
Yes. So we're still, you know what's going on in each other's lives. And, you know, it's a great, great question, and I know inquiring minds want to know, right?
Of course.
But, yes, I have definitely shared the There Is Life After Layoff journey, and it's interesting, but one of my former colleagues, Ms. Summerlee Poole, who is a very talented editor, she actually worked with me as the chief editor of my book. Okay.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yes. She was, like I said, she was one of those people that actually got laid off a few months after I got laid off. And, you know, at the time when she got laid, when I found out that she got laid off, I didn't know that I was going to be writing a book. But I knew that I needed to connect with her and keep that relationship because, you know, I needed to support her.
Wow.
And she had actually just had a baby at the time. So, you know, I knew what she was going through. And I was one of the people that actually was on the hiring committee when she was hired at the organization where I worked. So we had a really great rapport and relationship.
Yeah.
And I reached out to her. And, you know, I just supported her and encouraged her through the experience, and she really needed it. But I believe that God was setting us up to be able to work together later on. And
He's the setup king, honey. He's
yes,
the setup king.
He set that thing up good. And so, you know, after I you know, God inspired me and gave me the vision to write the book, you know, I was telling her I needed what I was doing, and she's like, you know what, I'll edit it for you. And I was like, you're kidding, right? She's like, no, she has a degree in English. She has a master's degree. She's brilliant, you know, and
wow.
She really, really helped to make it a good piece of work. Her expertise was just so valuable, and because of our rapport, I was open. I didn't get offended by any changes that she suggested, or
mm-hmm.
I was so open because I just knew that she was coming from a place of love.
Mm.
And
so you were able to trust her.
I trusted
her. Trust her professionalism and her
yes.
judgment. Yeah.
I trusted her, and she was very supportive. And it took us a boy. That editing process is no joke. Oh my goodness. Oh, it took
yeah,
us
you
a
know
minute.
I know all about that editing, cuz I be calling on you when I'm writing stuff. I'm like, "Ooh, Allie girl, just ooh, edit this for me cuz I know it's like real wordy."
Yeah.
So,
yeah, so
I appreciate,
you know,
I appreciate an editor, honey.
Yeah, she really added a lot of value to this project, and I'm so grateful for her input, and I couldn't have done it without her. You know, I had such a great team, and you know, my graphic artist and the person who laid the book out for me, I worked with her mom, and she laid the book out for me, you know, based on my friendship with her mom. I had been friends with her mom
wow.
for years, and so I had God's favor throughout this whole project because he partnered me with people who I already had a connection with, and, you know, we already had a rapport, so it was easy to work with them. You know, because we knew each other. And funny enough, and you asked me about whether or not I've shared it with management, I actually did share it with the current president of the organization where I got laid off from. He was not the president at the time when I got laid off, but I knew him and I had worked with him, you know, before. And he wants, you know, always asked me to keep in touch and let him know what's going on. So I did share with him that I had completed my book, and he actually said that he's looking forward to reading it.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes.
That
yes.
I mean, that is almost as though God knew just what you
mm-hmm.
needed and that
yes.
you needed each other, and he orchestrated that whole thing so you could be supportive to one another at just the right time. And, I mean, and that whole synopsis that you just gave, that's Jeremiah 29:11 right
yes.
there.
Yeah.
You know, God already had all of this orchestrated. He had
he
all
did.
Of this planned out from a long time ago, from your friendship all the way with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knew?
Who knew?
Who
God
knew but him? You know, who knew but him?
That's
and,
right.
you know, everything just worked itself out the way, you know, that it was supposed to work out. And, man, that is such an inspiring story. It really is a great
yes.
testimony.
Favor of God is powerful.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. And your calmness and your demeanor, you know, the sound of your voice just tells me that, you know, you really do trust God with this whole journey that you've been on. And I have,
yes,
I'm so excited.
I didn't
excited.
Have no choice but to.
Wow.
Well,
now that you've
mm-hmm.
And that's a wonderful thing. You don't have anything else but to trust him.
That's right.
All you need. But
I had nothing to lose but everything to gain, you know.
Everything to gain. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
mm-hmm.
that awesome? Just when the devil thought he wanted to make you feel like you lost everything, look what
that's
God
right.
just turned around and he just mm-hmm. bless you more abundantly, more than you
yes,
can
ma'am.
Ever even imagine.
Yes, ma'am.
Who knew you would be a published author? Who knew that my best friend would be an author? Yes, I know her.
You're so funny.
Oh, so
God.
now that you've accomplished your dream of publishing your book, well, I mean, what's next? What are some of your goals for the book?
Well, of course, the number one goal is to get the book into the hands of as many people who need to hear a message of hope. In the face of a life-altering circumstance, okay? That's number one. In addition to that, another goal that I have is to use the book to build relationships in the community with the hopes of creating partnerships with individuals, organizations, and other entrepreneurs who have a similar message of hope and who want to inspire and empower others to discover and walk in their life's purpose, because I think, you know, we all have a story, but we come from different angles with those stories. So we have to band together to build a team mm-hmm. that is going to hit every type of story or every person and meet every person in their different circumstances, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I have one angle and then somebody else is going to have another angle. And when you put it together, you get the complete package, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one of these people that have this crabs in a barrel mentality. I believe that
mm-hmm.
God has enough to bless all of us.
All of us.
You know, so if I could partner with somebody else and help tell somebody about their story, you know, because I know that their story is going to reach them where they are, then who
mm-hmm.
am I not to do that?
Yeah, and I believe
you
that
know?
Everybody has to tell their story because it
yes.
helps someone else. It
yes.
really helps someone else. It really, really does.
Absolutely.
Now,
yeah,
wow.
I'm in a season of hearing from God, and so I'm listening very closely now that I've finished
mm-hmm.
the book, because even though I birthed this part of my
mm-hmm.
my journey, you know, I birthed this dream, I need to get pregnant with another purpose, another dream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Miles Monroe said it really best, where he said that, are you going to die full or are you going to die empty? He said, if you die full of potential, then you have not accomplished the purpose and not have fulfilled the goals and purpose that God has for you. I plan to
wow.
die empty.
Wow.
I don't, you know, and he said that the richest
somebody
place.
Somebody got that out there. I'm telling
yeah.
you, somebody got that. That was
yes,
very,
I
want to
die
profound.
Empty. I want to die empty. He said the richest place in the world on this earth is a cemetery. Because people
yeah.
have died full of potential.
Mm.
You know?
Oh,
and
my God.
Yes. And I want to die empty when it's my time.
You know,
so I'm hearing
just run
from God.
That race so you can't run it anymore and give everything that you have. And I think, you know, one person that I can attach to that what you just said is Steve Harvey, because
mm-hmm.
this man, he's got a radio show, a TV show, he got a book, he got a mentoring camp, he got his wife
mm-hmm.
and their foundation, you know, the Family Feud, the talk show. I mean, he's all over the place doing so many different things. And I sometimes sit and I watch him and I wonder, you know, how does he do all of that? But, you know, everything is God-driven. And, you know, this is just, it's so powerful. And I know that God has an awesome plan for the success of There Is Life After Layoff, this empowerment journal. And with that being said, tell us how, you know, we can support you by purchasing a copy of this powerful book.
Well, thank you. Of course, this is, thank you for asking. And this is important to let people know. You can purchase a copy of the book, of course, through my website online. I have an online store on my website. All you have to do is go to thereislifeafterlayoff.com
mm-hmm.
/ online store, and you can buy a copy there. And matter of fact, I have an option where you can also request an autographed copy through that particular link. So if you want an autographed copy, you can do that, and I'll be happy to do that for you. And for those people who prefer to read ebooks, it is also available on Amazon.com in Kindle format. So,
look at you.
Yes, ma'am. I want to reach everybody where they are, because some people don't like
you.
To read actual books. They like to do it on their tablet or what have you. So I have
mm-hmm.
it on Amazon in Kindle format. And all you have to do is search for There Is Life After Layoff on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find it, and you could purchase it there. And if you do get it through ebook on Amazon, please, I ask that you post a comment on either my blog site or on Amazon and let me know what you think. And matter of fact, Char, I want to put it out here. I have a special offer for my listeners tonight. I would like to offer a complimentary copy of the ebook to one listener, as well as an autographed printed copy to another listener. So in order to be able to take advantage of that, for the first two listeners who email me at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. Share their story with me, and also share that you heard about There Is Life After Layoff Rediscovery and Empowerment Journal on my radio show, and use the catchphrase lemons to lemonade.
Okay.
I will bless, yes, that's the little code word that tells me you listen to the show, lemons
Girl,
to lemonade.
What you friends with, Beyonce or something?
No. When life threw lemons at me, I made some lemonade.
I know that's right.
And so I will bless one listener with a copy of the e-book and one listener with the autographed printed copy. So yeah, that's how you can get the book.
Oh, how awesome and how wonderful. And I definitely look forward to supporting you, my sister. You know I will, and I'll be sharing this powerful resource within my large network of friends on, you know, my different Facebook and Twitter
Thank
and Instagram
so
and website and email and telephone book and mail and Gmail, you know, everywhere. We got to let people know about this book because I truly do believe that it is very, very powerful resource that
Thank you.
Definitely be life-changing.
I am so deeply humbled, and I thank you for all of your support through this process, and I'm about to get emotional. You have just been one of those people who God has allowed me to surround myself with, who always encourages me. No matter what you're going through, you still find the time and the words to speak life into me.
Oh. You know, that's what true friendship is all about. I love you.
I love you too.
We just have different mommies, but I love you like you're my sister. And you're an encourager. You encourage me and you inspire me more than you know and more than I may share with you. But you do inspire me, and I'm just, you know, you're someone that I can look up to, you know. And we have similar goals in mind. And, you know, we're both mothers, we're both wives,
yeah.
You know, we're both entrepreneurs or mompreneurs, as you so call it.
Right.
And, you know, we just got to keep uplifting each other. And you know, maybe that'll be another catchy thing that could happen, you know, when people can see the genuine love that we have for each other, the sisterhood
yes.
that we have. Because, you know, we got to keep lifting each other up. You know,
Absolutely.
It's detrimental to our existence. We've got to keep lifting each other up. We really, really do. So you, my sister, are always so very welcome in my life.
Thank you.
I'm just so grateful that you're here, and I'm grateful that, you know, I've had the opportunity to work with you on this amazing platform here at Atlanta Life Radio. And I have met some phenomenal people through you. So I know it's all God-driven, you know. Cause,
yes, ma'am.
You know, God is only going to give you His best.
Yes.
So He's given me the best in you. So
oh,
I appreciate
you. Thank you. I appreciate you back. So, you know, the time has flown by so fast, and we're getting ready to close out another powerful episode. But, you know, so I thank you for being on here with me. And I'm going to do something a little different as we close out tonight. Usually during this time of the show, I like to relate everything that we've talked about to Scripture. So tonight what I wanted to do is do something, like I said, a little different in the new year. And what I'm going to do is based on a question that someone recently asked me. And the question was, if you had to sum up 2016 in one word, what would that word be? And so after giving it some thought, the word that resonated in my spirit was trust. Mm. And so when I think back over the past year and the struggles and obstacles that I faced with getting my book published and everything else that was going on in my life,
mm-hmm.
each and every time I chose to make a conscious decision to trust God and take Him at His word, you know,
mm-hmm.
I believe that He would provide for my every need.
Mm-hmm.
And what is important about this, though, is that I had to trust and believe before I saw the manifestation of His promises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So where do we find this in Scripture then? Because I do always want to lead people to Scripture. I found this evidence of this in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, which reads, "Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding." Verse 6 says, "In all your ways recognize and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plan your, make straight and plain your paths."
Mm-hmm.
So what these two verses tells us is that it encourages us to trust and have faith in God and not in our own thinking or reasoning. This, you know, is very hard for most of us to do. But as I stated earlier, I made a daily conscious decision that I had to just, you know, I had to make it every day. And when I did make that decision, I was never disappointed. So that's just a little bit of food for thought for somebody out there. And so as we get ready to close out another powerful episode, let me remind you that there are several ways that you can listen to and catch up on all of our past recorded shows on our automatic player box that is located on the homepage and on the There Is Life After Layoff show page on the AtlantaLifeRadio.com website. And for those of you who are on the go, you can always catch up on what you've missed on iTunes. And we're also available on the mobile app Stitcher, which is a free downloadable app. So there are several convenient ways that you can catch up on the past recorded shows that you may have missed. So please continue to tune into all of the great programming that Atlanta Life Radio now offers. And in addition to catching up, please remember to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And also, you can also purchase a copy of my new book on in the online store there. And as always, if you wish to contact me directly, you can do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to connect and follow us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram at #AllieWard45, and on Pinterest you'll find me at AllieWard65. And please remember to like us on Facebook by searching at There Is Life After Layoff. And Atlanta Life Radio can be found on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR. So on behalf of There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we sincerely say Happy New Year. And thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. We do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us. And until next time, we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself, no, in you, Lord, I have my faith in, even when it seems when your breakthrough will begin. Failure is not final. Your life is not new. Oh, and your testimony. always someone who's worse off than you. Known has come from you alone.